1 Kings chapter number 17, verse number 16. 1 Kings 17 and 16. And the barrel of meal wasted not, neither did the cruse of oil fail, according to the word of the Lord, which he spake by Elijah. Let's bow our heads. Tonight, Heavenly Father God, in the name of Jesus, we bow behind this sacred desk one more time, thanking you, Lord, for the heaven-bought privilege and the opportunity, God, this platform that we've got to stand and proclaim, Lord, the everlasting Word of God. I pray tonight, Lord, you touch every heart and every life, God, in the building, Lord, and them that's tuned in by radio and by Facebook and the church website, however, God, they might be tuned in. I pray, Lord, you just touch and minister and draw, God, as only you can. Lord God, I need you tonight. I need your help. I need your anointing. Lord, we might stand, Lord, and tell the greatest story that's ever been told. We thank you for this opportunity. Touch every heart and every life, God. We'll praise you and thank you, Lord, here on the 4th of July. Lord, the day that we celebrate our freedom and our liberty. Lord, we know that freedom, Lord, it didn't come free. It cost a lot. But we ask you, Lord, dear Lord, to help us, Lord, to recognize you, Lord, as who you are. Just touch tonight. We'll praise you and thank you, Lord, in Jesus' humble name we do pray. Amen and amen. Look here in the Word of God. We want to look here tonight and think about this. And is that loud? Does that sound loud or not? But anyway, here in the first chapter, or in the 17th chapter of the book of Kings, we want to look here tonight, and we just look, and I love the old Elijah. I love the old man of God and how that he run his ministry, and he finished his course, and before the Lord took him up in a whirlwind, that was enough. There was another man out there that his name was Elisha. And he went out there and he's plowing with 12 yoke of oxen. And when the old man of God come by, he began to follow him. And that's the way it is, guys. If the Lord tarries, we'll run our course. And I hope tonight that maybe we'll have some kind of something that maybe somebody will want to follow us and pick up the mantle and begin to tell this story. But here was Elijah, and here was a day and a time that it wasn't going to rain. For you see, sin dries up the crops. Sin dries up the things around us. But the refreshing rain of God, things will begin to grow. But here Elijah was in the chapter 17, in the verse 1 there, he was the Tishmite. He was of the inhabitants of Gilgad, and he said to Ahab, the wicked ruler, Ahab and Jezebel, his wife, But he said to Ahab, he said, as the Lord liveth, he said, before who I stand, there shall not dew nor rain these 3 years, but according to my word. Now think about the response that maybe Ahab thought when Elijah told him, it ain't going to rain after the space of 3 years. Now, and you think about this tonight, can you imagine if it wouldn't be a drop of rain after 3 years? I mean, the creeks would dry up, or the ponds would dry up, the streams would dry up, and by then everything maybe would begin to turn brown because of the lack of moisture, of the lack of rain. But after Elijah made his announcement, the Lord said this right here to him. He said in verse 2, said, the word of the Lord came, and the word of the Lord came unto him, saying, get thee hence and turn thyself eastward and hide thyself by the brook of Cherith. He said, that is before Jordan. And let now notice this tonight. And the Bible said, and it shall be that thou shalt drink of the brook, and I have commanded the ravens to feed thee there. So he went and did according to the word of the Lord. For he went and dwelt by the brook of Cherith, that is before Jordan. And the ravens brought him bread and flesh in the morning, and bread and the flesh in the evening, and he drank of the brook. Now think about this tonight. Here God told Elijah to tell Ahab that it wasn't going to rain for 3 years. But he turns right around and tells Elijah, he said, now get up and go down yonder by the brook. He said, for I commanded the ravens to bring you water or to bring you bread and flesh. And he said, you're going to drink of the brook. And how is it that God can talk to a raven and tell him to feed a man? I'll tell you why. Because God can do anything he wants to anywhere and anytime. Now the Bible said, and I thought a lot about this over the years, and the Bible said, and it came to pass that the brook dried up. And now listen, when the brook dries up, brother, in your life, you got to do something about it. There's a time and a season for everything, mine in your life. Brother, there's a time to live, there's a time to die, there's a time to laugh, there's a time to mourn, there's a time to read, there's a time to sow, there's a time to plant, there's a time to pluck up, there's a time and a season for everything. But God told Elijah, go down there by the brook. He said, I commanded the raven. God didn't say, he didn't ask the ravens if they would do that. God commanded those birds to take them flesh and bread. And I don't know all about how that it was done, but the Bible said in the morning that raven brought down, the Bible said, the bread, and he brought bread and flesh in the morning and bread and flesh in the evening. And Elijah might have said, thank you, birds, and went down and got him a little drink out of the brook. And the very next verse says this right here in verse number 7. He said, it came to pass after a while that the brook dried up because there had been no rain in the land. And now listen, you can drink out of the brook until it dries up. Here Elijah was, brother, he's drinking out that brook, and those birds were bringing bread and flesh in the morning and the evening. But I believe as Elijah went down there to the brook, I believe he seen it coming. I believe he seen that it was a drying up. I believe he seen it wasn't going to last. And somewhere in his spirit, by the power and the word of God, maybe he said, what am I going to do now? I'm going to tell you what he's going to do now. He's going to listen to God. God can do anything, anywhere, at any time that he wants to do. Now go on with me now here. And now here the brook's dried up. And now in verse 8, the word of the Lord come to him saying, arise and get thee to Zarephath, which belongeth to Zidon, and dwell there. He said, behold, I've commanded a widow woman there to sustain thee. And now notice this tonight. Here the birds have taken care of him until the brook dried up. And then he said, now God, what am I going to do? He said, I'll tell you what you're going to do. He said, you're going down there by the brook of Zarephath. He said, there's a widow woman down there. Just like I commanded the birds to feed you, I commanded her to feed you. And I think about this tonight. Here we are in a drought. For the space of 3 years, the brooks are drying up, the ponds are drying up, and no growth, no nothing, nowhere. How are we going to make it? I'll tell you how we'll make it. Because God can do anything He wants to at any time. When He sent those three men down there to tell Abraham, hey, you remember them stars I showed you? Hey, you remember that sand that you tried to count that was unnumberable, like John said, that He seen a number that no man could count? When He sent them down there, those three men, there He sent the tent door, and brother, He went out there, and you know what He done? He got some water. Water is significant to the Word of God. And brother, when the water dries up, when the Word dries up, what are we going to do? Psalms 11 said this: if the foundations be destroyed, what will the righteous do? I mean, if you go for the space of 3 years and not be able to come to church or go anywhere, and I've seen people like that, that's not been able to come to the house of God. I've worked in a nursing home since 2007. Some of them there that I met then, they're still there. They don't get to go to church. We have to bring church to them. I'm saying right here, guys, I don't know what kind of shape you'll get in or where you'll be, but I do know this. God will command the birds, brother, to feed them. God will command the widow woman to sustain them. And I'm saying tonight, God, He can do anything He wants, anytime and anywhere. Amen. Think about it tonight. Did you ever? Well, let's just go on right here. I want to show you this tonight. Remember this year, He told him, go down there by the brook, the birds will take care of him. He said, go down there to the widow woman. She's going to sustain you. The Bible said in verse number 10, it said, and he arose and went to Zarephath, and when he came to the gate of the city, here's that gate of the city again, Gene. When he came to the gate of the city, now notice, behold, how the widow woman was there, gathering of two sticks, or the gathering of sticks. And he called to her and said, fetch me, I pray thee, a little water in a vessel that I may drink. And verse number 11, as she was going away, he said, by the way, ma'am. He said, by the way, ma'am, in verse 11. And as she was going, he said, fetch me. And he called her and said, bring me, I pray thee, a morsel of bread in thine hand. Hey, here was a widow woman. Here was a woman that was out there gathering wood and gathering two sticks. And what little bit she had left, she's going to make it and eat it. And her and her stuff. And she thought her and her son was going to die. But I'm going to tell you something tonight, guys. God can do anything He wants, anywhere, anytime. What we got to do is give Him our best. Trust Him. Hey, what did He say? Bring me a... He said, give me a little water in the vessel. I'm thirsty. And by the way, hey, while she was going, he called her and said, hey, by the way, he said, go ahead and bring me just a little morsel of bread in my hand. Now think about this tonight, guys. Here this woman was gathering sticks to make her last meal, and all of a sudden, the Word of God appears to her and say, hey, give me a drink. What do you got to offer me? Hey, what do you got to give me? I'm telling you now, guys, God don't need me, but I need Him. And brother, God's pleased with the worship of His people, and people worshiping Him and lifting Him up. He said, give me a drink and bring me just a little morsel of bread. And here this woman was in her mind, I'm thinking, we're going to eat this and we're going to die. And now what's going to take place? This is a lot bigger than I'll ever get out. Now, verse number 12. And she said, as the Lord thy God liveth, I have not a cake, but a handful of meal in the barrel. I ain't got enough to make a cake. I just got a little handful. And not only that, she said, but a handful of meal in the barrel and a little oil in a cruse. Let me take you on over in 2 Kings chapter 4. Stay with me tonight. That was a widow woman that her husband had died, and the creditors had come to take her two sons. Now notice this, and the old man of God said, what can I do? What have you got in your house? Notice what she said. He said, what did your servant leave? He said, a pot of oil. He said, a pot of oil. What'd she tell him to do? What'd she tell them to do? She said, go to thy neighbors and borrow vessels, even empty vessels. And when you come in, shut the door, and you tell your boys to hand them vessels to you. And the Bible said that she poured that oil and said, give me another vessel. She poured that oil and give me another vessel. And there'll always be enough oil. It just seems like we're running out of vessels. God can do anything he wants anywhere. And she had God's man said, and now go sell that oil, pay your debt, and your sons will not have to be bondmen. God can do anything he wants. Let me tell you this. They come to Jesus one time, said, do we pay taxes? He said, give me that quarter you got in your pocket, give me that coin you got. And they handed it to him. Boy, they was all trying to catch him in his word, trying to catch him. And they handed it to Jesus. He said, whose inscription's on this? And they said, Caesar's. What did Jesus say? Render unto Caesar's what unto Caesar's, but unto God, unto God. And then here the boy, they thought, now what are we going to do? He said, we got to pay tax. He said, Peter, he said, I want you to go down to the brook. I go down to the creek, throw your line in. And he said, the very first fish you catch, he's going to have a coin in his mouth. Take it and pay the taxes. Hey, tonight, God, he can do anything he wants anytime if we just trust him. Gene said, I don't have much. We brought up poor. I thought everybody's raised like that. Until I got to getting a little bit older and getting around people that made me feel like I wasn't as good as them. But then I got a little bit older and I found out it was leveled at the cross. Hallelujah. Praise God. Oh, they stand in the marketplaces with them big long robes and make big long prayers. And because of their long prayers, and boy, they really impressed people. And boy, and always from sudden, all them time, one of them went down there at the temple and he rired back. He said, God, I pay tithes and I fast and I do this and I. There was another down there probably like Bill or Paul or Mark or one of the young down there. Brother got down there. He wouldn't even so much lift up his head. And Brother God, they asked him, said, which one was justified? He said, I'll tell you the one that was justified. That didn't have nothing. That brother wouldn't even lift up his head. I tell you tonight, guys, God ain't looking for a lot. He's looking for what little. That we'll give him everything we got. That little lad, that little boy, the little fishes, a multitude, thousands and thousands. That one was going to take two sticks and a handful of meal and a little bit of oil and he didn't die. But God said, hey, give me a drink of water and a little handful of meal. I'm telling you tonight, guys, a thing that is impossible with man, they're not impossible with God. Dry time. Brook dried up. The birds flew off. Now you're down to this widow woman's house. You sent her to get some water and some bread. And now let's go on right here, guys. And the rest of 12. He said, let me read that again. And she said, after he said, bring me a little bread, a little water, a little cake. And verse 12, and she said, the Lord thy God liveth, I have not a cake, but a handful of meal in the barrel, a little oil in the cruse. And behold, I'm gathering two sticks that I may go and dress it for me and my son, that we may eat it and die. Now, what kind of a shape? What kind of a shape would a man get into when he got down to where he felt like he was going to fix his last meal and going to die? What kind of shape would we get in if we got down and we felt like we was going to eat our last meal and we was going to die? Now, I'm going to tell you something. I know people ain't going to like me for this, but that's all right. These churches out here don't have pastors. They ain't got down to the last meal yet. When you get down to without the Word of God, no pastor, no guide, nobody to preach to you, I tell you why they don't. It's because more than likely the Joneses and everybody else has run the church for years, and they don't want the Word of God. But when you get down to your last meal and your last bite to eat, you'll be concerned about it. We're doing all right, preacher. We ain't had a pastor, and we ain't not had a pastor in 4 or 5 years. Well, we're getting them to come in. God said he'd provide pastors, didn't he? And sheep's got to have a shepherd. But she's, I don't know where that come from, but ka-ching. But anyway, she said, I'm going to fix it, and me and my boys go eat it, and we're going to die. Verse 13 said, and Elijah said unto her, don't be afraid, fear not, don't let your heart be troubled. I know you don't know the way, Thomas, but I'm going to show you. Don't be afraid. Fear not. Go and do as I said, but make me thereof a little cake first, and bring it unto me, and after make for thee and for thy son. I believe this right here. I've heard a lot of people speculate on what this means. I tell you what I believe it means. I believe you put God first. I believe you put this word over everything. I believe you put God's word over everything. He said, make me first. And it does seem a little selfish. I mean, looking at it on the natural side. But I believe God intends for us to put him first. But he said right here, verse number, but listen, you cannot read, you can't read 13 without tying 14 to it. Now Elijah said that, but right here's the reason he said it. He said, for thus saith the Lord God of Israel, the barrel of meal shall not waste. If you bring me a cake first, he said, your meal barrel will never waste, it'll never go dry. Hey, matter of fact, every now and then, pray God, when company comes by, you can get the best off the top. And when the three men come to meet you and give you some good news, don't get in there with the down in the meal barrel where them little wiggly things is at. Get it off the top. Get the very, they ain't no wiggly things in God's meal. They ain't no wiggly things floating in God's oil. God's always got the best for his young'uns. He told her, he said, do it and make me first. And he said, then your meal barrel, your oil, it'll never run out. You think about this tonight. Why down there at that widow woman down there in 2 Kings 4, creditors come to take her boy. They wasn't a thing in the house but upon oil. But evidently there was enough oil in that pot through the hand of God to fill up a lot of vessels and sell them to keep the boys out of bond, out of jail, out of slavery. You may not feel like you've got very much. Just keep pouring. You may feel like, you know, where's the next meal coming from? Just keep reaching. Keep reaching in there, boys. Keep reaching in there, ma'am. I tell you, if we'll put God first, God can do anything he wants, anywhere, anytime. He said, if you'll make one for me first, he said, you go ahead. He said, the barrel never will waste. It won't run out. I don't believe it wasted and things like that. But I tell you, God said, I'll supply all your needs according to my riches and glory. I tell you tonight, guys, I don't need much, but he gave me way more than I deserve. Praise the Lord. I don't need much. But anyway, look at this, guys.
Verse 14 again, for thus saith the Lord God of Israel, the barrel of meal shall not waste, neither shall the cruse of oil fail until the day that the Lord sendeth rain upon the earth. He said it'll be there till the rain comes. It'll be there until God sends the rain. I told her coming down the road, I said, look at that sun shining through them clouds. Ain't that pretty? I seen the leaves turn backwards at the house. And used to say, when we was little, when you see the leaves turn backwards, it's going to rain. Well, the leaves turned backwards and it didn't rain. But I'm going to tell you something, guys. God will supply your needs according to his riches and glory. He owns the cattle of 1,000 hills and 1,000 hills of where the cattle are grazing on. He said he told that woman, that widow woman, that church, I put God first and the bread will be there and the oil will be there and the Holy Ghost will be there. A man shall not live by bread alone, but every word that proceedeth out of the mouth of God, the oil, the word. I tell you tonight, guys, as they might be a handful on top of the hill yonder in the book of Psalms, but praise God tonight, I know it's getting drier and drier and drier, and there'll be times that you feel alone, you feel like you're in the absence of God. But I'll tell you tonight, if we'll put God first, God will do anything he wants anywhere and anytime. Now how did God tell that donkey to turn around and tell that man? To warn that man. I tell you why God do anything he wants to anywhere and anytime. Why did Jonah rebel against God and there was a great fish right there? I'll tell you, because it's in the first book of the Bible. And God made great fish. He knew there's going to be a lot of Jonahs in the land. And God and Jonah were swallowed by that great fish. And God commanded that fish to spit him out. God can do anything he wants anywhere and anytime. Thought about, there's a lot in the Lord, ain't there? This woman right here, in verse number 15, and she went and did according to the saying of Elijah, and she and he and her house indeed eat many days. I don't know, some history even teaches it was a 4-year. But I don't know how long it was, but it was just exactly how long God said it would be. And I don't understand all this, guys. I don't understand why that you go on in this story and her little son dies and he goes up in the loft and breathes life in again. Go back to the old man of God in 2 Kings chapter 4. Same thing. But I know this right here, guys. I do know this right here. We may not be much, but surely we can say God has been our help. Surely God's been our stay. God's been our way of life. And God can do anything he wants to do anywhere and anytime. Well, I tell you, just ponder on that thing. God told Noah to build a boat and take every animal in the world and put on it. How's that? And all them animals, God told them, get on the boat. Get on the boat. How'd God do that? I tell you how he done it, because he can do anything he wants to anywhere and anytime. Call back the clouds for 3 years, never rained. Go on over and the way he have, he said, God told him, he said, you go up yonder, and he said, You better get off this mountain. Rain's on its way. Good old rain from God. Good bread from God. It'll sustain you. It'll keep you going. It'll give you a drink in dry places. It'll give you a piece of bread in a starving land. Why? Because God can do anything he wants, anywhere, at any time. As we close tonight, you think about what I've talked about tonight. You relate it to any of the Gospels, any of the Scriptures, anywhere in the Bible. A lot of things that seemed impossible with man. Eyes opened up, lame walking, dead raised. Lazarus, they waited. He waited 4 days. He's stuck by now. It don't matter. God can do anything He wants, anywhere, any place, in any time. And I'm glad one day, about 30 years ago, He come and knocked on my heart's door. And I'm glad I opened it up. But when you talk about a change, He'll change your life. He'll change everything about you. You know why? Because He can do anything He wants, anywhere, and any time. Legion in the graveyard, crazy. Clothed Him, put Him in His right mind, wanted to follow Him. Harlot, they throwed down on the ground, wanted to kill her. Samaritan woman, come see it. God, He can do anything He wants to. And I don't know about you. I want to find a little favor in the sight of God. And God continue to lead me and guide me. Give me bread and give me water. Learn to follow Him. Go for the glory of God, just to lift Him up. Let's stand to our feet tonight. Appreciate the Lord.
Appreciate all of you for coming tonight. And I'm sure that the family's cooking out with us with their families, and I understand that. You could say that some come in from different places and get them up.